Chapter 7, Section 1.1, The Hypothetical Gun Company. This concept of conflict between user needs is worth exploring a bit more. Let us take a trawl back through time and imagine you're the boss of a hypothetical gun company just when the market is learning how to industrialize mechanical components. We're moving away from the world of highly customized mechanical components built by a cottage industry to having things like more uniform pipes and bolts. Let us imagine that you've taken a bold move and started to buy more standard bolts and pipes for barrels. You then use these components in the manufacture of your guns by combining them with your skills and practice as gunsmiths. I've highlighted this in a map in Figure 70. Remember, it's a hypothetical and I've no idea how to actually make a gun. See Figure 70, the hypothetical gun company. For more details. You are the gun company, point 1, and you're reliant upon bolts, point 2, from a company that manufactures them, point 3. The first thing to note is that a map can cover many different organizations if you wish. Each of those organizations could be expanded into, providing more detail. When you map an environment, then you're only ever looking at a fraction of a vast chain of needs. Hence the importance of defining a scope that is tangible rather than attempting to create a perfect map of an entire industry right down to every knob and whistle. You will learn over time how to simplify maps, but to begin with, keep your ambitions small. Think small. As in know the details, see 93 Chapter 4, Doctrine. In the above, I've highlighted that guns are evolving and heading towards more of a commodity. This can create conflict with your own desire to survive and your shareholders' desire for profit as the revenue per unit decreases. Such change can be compensated by volume, but the desire is always to keep the same margin but increase units. We almost want the thing to become ubiquitous but seen as unique. There are ways of achieving this through branding and persuading others that your commodity is somehow special. It's not a rock, it's a pet rock, as Gary Dahl might say. Alternatively, you can bundle new features or characteristics onto it. It's not just a gun, it's a special gun that makes you popular, or it's a vacuum that doesn't look suction. At the same time your gun is becoming a commodity, something you may not want, then you do want the components that you consume in manufacturing your gun to become more commodity-like. This will obviously reduce your cost. However, the shareholders of the bolt company would like to have volume operations but maintain the margin per unit. They'll be hoping their management use branding to try and persuade you that their commodity is somehow special. It's not just a bolt, it's a special bolt that makes you popular with others or doesn't lose suction. There will inherently be conflict between different types of users, whether customers, the business, shareholders or regulators, throughout the landscape. But that conflict doesn't even require another person. Your own purpose can create its own conflict when faced with an evolving landscape. Take for example my map of mapping above, Figure 69. My moral imperative was to rebel against the hordes of consultants that enslave us. By definition, I wanted mapping to spread far and wide. But as mapping spreads, then my ability to make revenue from teaching others how to map will ultimately diminish, especially as basic guides on mapping become free. I could either pursue a path of it's not just a map, it's a special map that makes you popular with others, or I would have to find another way of surviving, for example selling context-specific forms of gameplay rather than just teaching people how to map. Fortunately, context-specific forms of gameplay aren't just one thing. If I taught people how to exploit ecosystems with an ILC model, 94C Chapter 5, then I should expect that model to become industrialized over time. However, mapping is itself a means of exploring and learning about new forms of context-specific gameplay, i.e. there should be a constant pipeline of new forms of gameplay as long as we are willing to learn. I've drawn this map up in Figure 71 below. Whilst teaching mapping will ultimately industrialize, point 1, there is also a constant pipeline of gameplay, point 2, with new forms of gameplay emerging. I could create a business with a strong purpose, and though it would have to adapt as components changed, there would be other opportunities for me to exploit. Even if I open sourced the mapping method to encourage it to spread, which I did by making it all Creative Commons, then I knew that I could create a future as an arms dealer of gameplay. See Figure 71, Mapping the Landscape. For more details. There was a weakness, however, to this plan caused by point 3. The whole play would depend upon some sort of validation of mapping, and at that time, I had nothing to back up my evolution axis, no success stories and no volume of users. I also needed users with success stories to entice other users because, like it or not, the mantra of 67% of other generals bomb hills, I should learn to bomb a hill dominates our industry. It was a chicken and the egg moment. P.S. The answer is egg, and I had nothing to encourage someone to try.